From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At least 9 killed in an attack on a Tripoli hotel. At least 9 people, including 5 foreigners, were killed Tuesday in an attack on a Tripoli hotel popular with politicians and international visitors. Among the dead, one American. U.S. spokeswoman Jen Psaki condemned the car bombing outside the Carinthia Hotel.
We remain firm in our commitment to supporting the U.N. efforts that are underway to help the Libyan people build an inclusive system of government. Violence will not resolve Libya's problems, and this attack cannot be allowed to impede the critical work that is underway to find a political solution.
A group calling itself the Tripoli Province of the Islamic State claimed responsibility. It called the attack retaliation for the 2013 capture of suspected al-Qaeda bomber Abu Anas al-Libi by U.S. forces. Meanwhile, a second round of peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended in Geneva Tuesday with what U.N. envoy Bernardino Leon called a positive atmosphere. A former top commander of Somalia's al-Shabaab terror group says he's quit the insurgency, renouncing violence perpetuated by his former comrades. Zakaria Ismail Hirsi served as intelligence chief of the al-Qaeda link group before surrendering to Somali authorities last December. He urged the ranking members of the militant group to resolve their disputes through negotiation and peaceful means. The anti-poverty group Oxfam has called on wealthier nations to swiftly repair the damaged health care systems of the 3 hardest-hit West African countries recovering from the Ebola epidemic, including Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. The World Health Organization says the death toll from the deadly virus has now reached about 8,800, with more than 22,000 known cases. This is VOA News. The leader of Yemen's Shia Houthi rebels has called for a peaceful transfer of power. In an appearance Tuesday on the rebel television station, Abdel Malik al-Houthi said he invites all free and honorable people to what he called a large, inclusive, and historic meeting Friday in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. He defended his group's actions in taking over the capital, saying the Houthis faced a conspiracy over a constitutional draft that contradicted the National Dialogue document and violated the Peace and Cooperation Agreement. The rebels freed a presidential aide hours before his remarks. Fighting in the capital between the rebels and presidential guards forced President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi and his government to resign. President Obama Tuesday traveled to Saudi Arabia to pay his respects following last week's death of 90-year-old Saudi King Abdullah. He met the new Saudi king, Salman bin Abdulaziz. A U.S. official said the two discussed a variety of Middle Eastern security matters, as well as stability on the oil market and human rights. Rights groups have criticized Saudi Arabia's past of prisoner executions, discrimination against women and minority groups, and the quashing of political dissidents. Kurdish fighters widened their offensive Tuesday against Islamic State strongholds near Kobani, a day after claiming recapture of most of the embattled town on the Syrian border with Turkey. U.S. defense spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby said Tuesday a number of factors contributed to the Kurdish success.
The airstrikes helped a lot. It helped when we had, and we talked about this, had a reliable partner on the ground in there who could help us fine-tune those strikes. That was certainly an important moment. It was an important moment when the Turkish government allowed resupply through Turkey to Kurdish forces inside, resupply and actually additional resources in terms of manpower into Kobani. I think that was an important moment.
A number of jubilant Kobani residents, thousands of whom fled to Turkey, began to trickle back into the city on Tuesday. Some 3,000 child soldiers are to be released from an armed group in South Sudan, according to the UN Children's Agency. The phased release will take place over the coming weeks. Christoph Bullerak is a UNICEF spokesman.
Some of them have been fighting for up to 4 years, and many of them have never attended schools. One child spoken to by UNICEF said he had been recruited at the age of 8 years old. These children will face some discrimination when they return, and there is a risk that some of them will return to conflict.
UNICEF said some 12,000 children were used as soldiers by armed groups across South Sudan over the past year. Israel's military says at least 2 rockets fired from Syria hit the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights on Tuesday, prompting Israeli forces to respond with fire. An airstrike last week, widely attributed to Israel, killed an Iranian Revolutionary Guards general. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.